Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Sanjeev Advani. I am here to bring you real estate property management construction content in easy to digest format that helps you learn the markets over the long term and invest better. Today, we're going to be talking about your mortgage and whether you should be paying that mortgage off early or whether you should be waiting and doing something else with it. So, looking at an article here, it really kind of breaks down, there are a couple ways that mortgages essentially are paid off, right? So either you receive some kind of windfall from somewhere, which is able to help you pay off your mortgage, or you start paying off your mortgage on a more regular basis, right? So for example, you're able to make an extra payment towards that mortgage, and you're able to see that, that mortgage amount goes down over the period of time, right? And so that helps you kind of pay that down. Now, is it a good idea to pay that mortgage off though, right? And that's really been interesting because a lot of this is coming from the interest rate conversation, right? If we have a 2.9% interest rate, is it really that great to be able to pay off that interest rate mortgage, or is it to be better to be able to go and invest somewhere else or do something else with that money, right? And so essentially what we're looking at is we want to be able to say, if we're going to pay off, our mortgage, do we have the certain criteria that we want to be able to pay off that mortgage? So, for example, some things to look at are that, even though your home is paid off, you still do have expenses, right? You have property taxes, which are going to be an expense. You have kind of how long you want to own that property. So, for example, if you're wanting to own the property for just a few years and you're not needing that cash flow, or equity to be able to build as quickly because you have other investments going on, then really it's not that smart to be able to pay off this mortgage because you could use that money that you would have used to pay off that mortgage and you could pay off something that's maybe a little bit higher returning for you, or you could invest in something that's a little bit higher returning for you. So, for example, I look at credit cards, right? So, if you have a credit card that you're paying 24% interest on, or you can pay off this mortgage, I mean, really, you're looking at spending negative 24% here, or you've got a negative 4% here, right? And so really, which one is going to help you out better is paying off the negative 24%. That brings you a lot closer to zero than paying off something that's a little bit lower, right? Now you also want to look at capital, right? So if you're kind of stretching yourself thin and being, having to really kind of push yourself to be able to pay off this mortgage, that just doesn't make a lot of sense, right? You want to be able to have kind of the savings and the small investments at least to be able to be comfortable first and then start to put that excess capital away to mortgages and things like that to pay off your debt and bring down that kind of monthly nut, if you will. Your investment strategy and your goals, right? Because some people are very risk averse. And so they say, you know what? I don't care what return I'm earning. I don't care about anything like that. I want a paid off house so I don't have to worry about someone coming and foreclosing on my house, or I don't have to worry about someone, coming and taking my house or doing something that way, right? And so because of that, it can be very important for you to go and pay off this mortgage to be able to say, okay, now I have the stability. Now I have, something in my life that, okay, I know I can is mine and no one can really take away from me as long as I'm paying my taxes essentially. And so that is very important to a lot of people, and that can really determine whether you should be paying off this mortgage or not. Now, if you're more of an investment mindset and you're saying, okay, well, I've got this home, it's at 4%, I can pay this thing off, or I've got this other investment opportunity, this business that I run that is, making me 20% a year, let's say, then do I want to pay off that 4%? So that negative 4% bringing you closer to that zero, or do I want to take that money and earn 20%? And then with that 20% money, you can then pay off that 4% mortgage, right? So you see how, as an investor, you can really think about this to really build the cycle so it works a little bit better for you. Right now, there are advantages, of course, to being able to pay off your mortgage early. Now, if you have a rental property and you pay that mortgage off early, now you have more cash flow coming in. So, for example, you bought a house for $400,000. You rented that house out for $2,500 a month, which historically would bring you, or in this time at least, would bring you probably $100 a month in cash flow. You now start to go pay off that mortgage. Well, if you need more cash flow, you go and pay off that mortgage first. And now that $2,500 a month comes directly to you, minus expenses, of course, but that definitely will increase your cash flow. So if you're looking to retire soon, that might be a good way to go about it, right? Now, you also want to look at that and weigh it against the other options that you have, for example, investing in, some kind of stock portfolio or other business, et cetera. But that is something that can definitely help you as far as bringing up more cash flow. Another thing is equity. So if you are paying off this mortgage and you have more equity, then you're able to borrow against that equity as well, right? And so essentially what you can do is you can say, okay, I'm going to pay down this mortgage so I have this paid off house. And then you can go back, and if you have any kind of opportunities that you can invest in, you can then take a home equity line of credit, so to speak, and go ahead and invest in those opportunities with those funds that you have from paying off your home. Another thing is flexibility, right? So if you're saying to yourself, okay, well, I want to move to another city, I'm able to pay off my mortgage here. Well, again, in that cash flow example from earlier, we can say, well, now we have $2,500 a month that's going to be coming in to be able to help us to move to another place, right? And so that can really help you as far as flexibility. If you're moving and you have to rent, for example, that can help you to say, okay, well, I'm going to take this money. It's going to help me live over here. Now I don't have to worry about it, right? Another thing is, obviously eviction protection, right? You don't have to worry about, if you have your mortgage paid off, you don't have to worry about people trying to evict you from your home. You just have to make sure that your expenses are foreclosed on your home. You have to make sure that your expenses are paid through taxes, et cetera. And then obviously just people not wanting to have debt, right? If that's the most important thing, but not necessarily the growth, then that is, very important. And that's a valid decision for you as a person, right? That's something that I think we oftentimes will, discredit, so to speak, as we want to be the build the biggest and have the best and blah blah blah. But a lot of people just aren't like that. And so in the investment world, that can be very good because that's essentially what our goal or target is to be the biggest, right? Or the best. But if you're looking at a situation where it's just a single person, they don't, or small family, they don't really care about having $50 million in the bank. They more care about, making sure that they have no debt and they can live, a very easy life, then that can be a very important goal and a reason to pay off that mortgage. So if you look at that side, then you also have to kind of weigh it against, well, those are the advantages. What are the disadvantages of paying off this mortgage? So if you're an investor, again, you also look at, well, investors generally tend to need cash because if something comes up, I have to be able to have cash to be able to put that cash there to be able to take advantage of that opportunity, right? And so if you have all of this money tied up in your home, or you have your home paid off, then that, and you're not willing to take that HELOC, then that can really hinder you as far as liquidity is concerned, which can, make you forego other investment decisions over the long term. Another thing is that, your money's going to be tied up, right? And your money's tied up in this home. Now, obviously, you can get a HELOC. That takes a little bit of time. You got to do some paperwork. And so if you go ahead and set that up ahead of time, you can really kind of offset that problem by saying, okay, well, I already have a standing HELOC. I can just go and borrow against that if I need to get anything and move forward. that dead money, right? So for example, if you have money that's in your home that's just sitting there and it's not doing anything, it's not earning you anything, then that can really kind of hinder your growth as well. So for example, if you take that money that you could have put into your mortgage and your home to pay off your home, but you invest in, for example, the stock market, the S&P, you earn 10% there every year. You go and you buy another investment property and you earn, 8% there every year, then those are helping you grow your portfolio over time without that actual work that's needed versus sitting back and saying, okay, well, I've got this one house and it's paid off, and now I have to continue working to be able to pay all of the expenses and continue to live my daily life, so to speak. Another thing is that you have kind of different, like inflation, so to speak, right? So inflation is going to help you kind of as far as the home price rising, right? But if you're not taking advantage of the home price rising and utilizing that extra funds to be able to invest and grow that portfolio, then you really can hinder your return on investment there, your return on equity there specifically. And then good investments. So if you are an investor and you do have good investments, oftentimes will outperform pretty much anything else, right? As far as a real estate is concerned, as far as the stock market is concerned, good investments can, outperform, right? So for example, if you have a business that's earning you 20% or 50% a year, then really that can outperform being able to pay off your mortgage, and then that can be used towards growing that business even further, which will obviously help you be able to pay off that mortgage into the future. A little bit more uncertainty, but you're able to take those steps. So really, the way that I look at it when you break it down is that you're wanting to make sure that you, as a person, as an investor, you are thinking about how you operate, right? So for example, me, I am a little bit more anxious as far as that's concerned. And so I want to be able to say, okay, I have X amount of dollars at all times easily accessible to me, right? And so because of that, I make certain investment decisions. Now, somebody who comes from a background that, maybe is a little bit less secure as far as an actual physical house is concerned, may say, well, you know what? I'm not really too worried about anything else except for having a roof over my head at all times. And that can definitely lead to a specific decision, right? And so I think it's very important to be looking at who you are and how you are and make decisions that way. It's not that this is the best or that's the best. And, we all need to be investing in Amazon back in 1990, right? But I think it is very important that you do look at all of the factors that play into where you are in life, right? If you're a single person, it's going to play into, your investment decisions very differently than if you're, a family, right? If you have a W-2 job and that income is always going to come in, it's very different than, kind of having an investment decision from somebody who just has a business and has no W-2, right? Because they don't know whether that's going to come in or not. So really looking at all of these different things, I think, is really the most important part. I think that you can make good decisions whether you pay off your mortgage or don't pay off your mortgage. But I think that really what it comes down to at the end of the day, as an investor, is you need to be looking at to yourself and what's most comfortable for you and what kind of life do you want to live. And so again, thank you for hanging out with me here till the end. Please hit that thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe. If you have any comments, please leave those below. If you like what we're doing, let me know. If you don't like what we're doing, let me know as well, because we want to be able to improve and we want to be able to kind of make sure that all of this is going in the right direction and we're helping investors over the long term understand those markets and invest better. So thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.